At least four people have been killed in two separate U.S.-led airstrikes in eastern Afghanistan. The overnight air raids took place in Wardak province. Local officials say the victims are all Taliban militants, with two commanders among them. Such airstrikes are mostly carried out by the U.S. military in Afghanistan, with pilotless planes involved. The U.S. says it targets militants in drone attacks, but figures on the ground show many civilians have lost their lives in the process. Faiz Khorshid, Press TV's correspondent, joins us now via satellite from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Faiz, please tell us what happened today in eastern Afghanistan in Wardak province.
Well, Badi Wardak is very close to Kabul, and as you said, two airstrikes happened there. Those airstrikes were launched by American forces there, and Afghan officials have confirmed them, saying that four Taliban militants have been killed, including two senior commanders. We also understand that it was also a joint operation in other part of Maidan Wardak province. There, two militants were killed by Afghan forces, but when airstrikes happen, it's also causes problems for people there, and we have been told that now militants are killed, but we have no word yet on this from the Taliban side. Now, the U.S. military is increasing its airstrikes across this country. Such airstrikes usually happen in Maidan Wardak and also in the east, in Kunar in Nuristan province. It's much more drone strikes that continue to affect the lives of local people there. Yes, we understand that Taliban militants are also being killed by these drone operations, but the number of civilian casualties is much higher than the number of Taliban fatalities.
Faiz, regardless of whether a security pact is signed with the United States or not, one contentious point that is still looming is the fact that how many civilians suffer at the hands of these U.S.-led airstrikes and drone strikes in Afghanistan. Can you tell us more about the significance of that point?
Well, civilian casualties are mounting in this country. It has always been a sensitive issue and a bone of contention between Kabul and Washington. Over the past 12 years, as you know, the Afghan people suffered very much. They are still being killed by the Taliban bombings. They are still suffering the most in the south and eastern parts of this country that remain the main strongholds of the Taliban militants. But the Taliban are well known for their brutalities. When civilians are killed by U.S. airstrikes, people come to the streets in protest against these threats. There are now popular calls for an immediate withdrawal of American forces in the south and eastern parts of this country. But there is a different view in the north, which that is a relatively calm region. Now, it's a sticking point. The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has repeatedly said that he is not going to sign this bilateral security deal if U.S. forces continue their nighttime raids on Afghan homes. The U.S. Government demands that American forces should be allowed to enter Afghan homes, breach their security, search their homes after 2014 deadline, but the Afghan people are saying it's not acceptable anymore because these raids usually cause civilian casualties.
Thank you very much, Faiz. Press TV's Faiz Khorshid with us from the Afghan capital, Kabul.